Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is the second day of July, 2021. It feels like 1979 in many respects. I want to welcome everyone to the show, HagmanReport.com. That's where to go for the show, for other show prep items and such. If you open up the program description box for today at HagmanReport.com, it has all the links, including to HealthMasters.com. That's HealthMasters.com. Please go there and listen to Ted and Austin and Ted's show on Health Masters. You can actually listen live or by way of archive. Today's show is going to be abbreviated because, and thankfully I've got Ted Brower on from HealthMasters.com, but it's going to be abbreviated. And here's the deal, folks. Yesterday I did say this, and I just want to address this very quickly. You probably recall that Steve Quayle and myself, there was discussion about what is taking place, what things that we are doing behind the scenes, boots on the ground, fighting trafficking, human trafficking, and having the very, very, having the honor to work with Russ Dizdar and his excellent team of investigators. We've been working overtime. I mean, 24/7, and it's absolutely I would say, without hyperbole, it's the most important work I've ever done in my entire life. Having seen what I've seen over the last several weeks, especially over the last several weeks, it just has absolutely almost put me down. I mean, that's how bad it is out there. We're talking Epstein-level stuff. I'm not going to get into it. I do hope and expect that you will see headlines from the collective efforts being done. You know, Nietzsche. I don't like Nietzsche. I don't like Jung. I don't like any of the psychiatrists/philosophers, but there's a saying, you know, you stare into the abyss long enough, it gazes back at you. And I don't like the messenger. The message, however, is not too far from, or is pretty well accurate. And I just ask all of you for your prayers for Russ's team and for us as we really delve into this. And again, the things I could show you, but I can't show you. It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. It's not suitable for prime time, certainly, but it's very real. So I just want to mention that. And speaking of that, supporters of our efforts, and I urge everyone to support these corporate sponsors, Satellite Phone Store. Folks, we use these. We use these on operations. It's critical. These are critical. But you can also have one of these for really the cost of a cell phone. Go to Satellite Phone Store, satellitephonestore.com. Go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link, and there you will find the offer. The phone, it's a free phone, and their plan is extremely generous. And text-to-text satellite phones, no charge. So, plus Galileo Project is coming out, so you're going to want to have one of these. Satellite Phone Store, I want to thank them, and I want to thank for the infrared optics, the night vision optics, the body armor that is being used. Yes, that should tell you something, the body armor. Ready-Made Resources, Bob Griswold. Go to readymaderesources.com. The body armor that we use, and it's actually saved one individual's life. Well, I'll tell you right now, it saved Russ's life, but he won't tell you that. Because he doesn't talk about these things. So body armor, night optics, boy, the great equalizer for night optics, readymaderesources.com. And of course, you know, we need to be healthy, right? We need to be healthy and operable in peak condition, physical condition. That's where Health Masters come in, healthmasters.com. Ted Brower, You know, I don't know what he puts in his nutritional supplements, but whatever it is, it's the best stuff on the planet. I don't know of any place else that has what Ted has. And I'm serious. I could take, man, I'll tell you what, my system, I don't know, is pretty whacked out. Okay, sitting in a surveillance van for 30 plus years and working just crazy hours. But I take sublingual vitamin B, and it's like it's like a shot of adrenaline. Okay, the regular vitamin B, the ultimate multiple. I can go on and on and on. The food bug. I'm going to tell you something. I don't buy long term storable foods that I don't try. So in other words, and I've tried many. Everything that tastes like cardboard to good stuff. Well, Ted, healthmasters.com, they've got the good stuff. Some of the stuff I wouldn't feed to my dog, okay? And my dog eats well. When I say eats well, eats natural. So I'm telling you right now, the food buckets are really important, and I would definitely buy my food buckets from healthmasters.com. Best on the planet as well. All the products are the best on the planet. Eric the Tech, read to me, what is the product of the week? I cannot see that. Vitamin C with antioxidants. I'm going to tell you something. That's made the difference in my stepson's life after his bout with the Communist Chinese Party virus. So that and his immune boosting products as well. So I want to thank him at the front. I want to thank you for understanding that this hour is going to be playing back to back. So thank you for your understanding. This weekend is going to be a working weekend for all of us. No Patreon this weekend because of the 4th of July. Patreon meeting will be next week. And Monday, we are going to be working in the field. So we're off on Monday. So off Monday, Patreon next week. All the, one last thing. Excuse me, I'm going to thank you so much. I'm not going to reach for it. My book, In the Dark of Night, thank you so much for having interest in it, purchasing the book by way of Amazon.com. It's got 77 positive reviews. It's the ratings. It's a 4.9 average rating. And I think the reviews are very favorable. So thank you for your purchase of the book because it does give you insight into the nitty gritty of what I just talked about in terms of the satanic ritual abuse and the Epstein type of stuff. But this is from a perspective back in 1987 when I had no clue of what any of that was. So thank you so much. Also available on HagmanStore.com as well. I don't want to take any more time from my guest, Ted Brower. Ted, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm great. I'm so glad you're working with Russ Dizdar. He's a fine man, and I'm really glad that you're working on this ritual abuse mess. And, you know, I've talked about it so many times on our show, and the Epstein mess and what he was involved in. Remember, this is going to sound strange because I don't think I've ever covered on your show. He had a temple on his island.
Yes.
And personally, I think he had a sacrificial stone in there because, you know, we had thousands and thousands of girls that have been abducted and only a few dozen have come forward. And my question has been this, and I have asked this on your show before, where are the other girls? Have they been sex trafficked? Have they been slain? Have they been sacrificed? And what we need to understand is this Kabbalist group that runs the planet who practice from the Zohar, which is an ancient book that was written in 72 AD, which combined all of the ancient teachings of the, how should I say, satanic Egyptian religions, all the satanic Canaanite, Asherah, Baal, Moloch religions, and put them into a how to do primer. We have many, many people who actually practice from the Zohar and practice Kabbalah basically all over the world. And this teaches people how to do ritual human sacrifice and how to appease their serpent god that has his own Wikipedia page. His name is Ein Sof, and you can't make this stuff up. And so we have to understand that what Doug and Russ are doing is real. It's very, very real. And this is happening in neighborhoods and communities all over the country. Whenever you see one of these Hollywood stars wearing that red string around their wrists, now sometimes they use red plastic bracelets, that's to ward off demonic entities, and it's all based on Kabbalah teachings. And what we have to get is this. you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, when the ancient Canaanite religions were all over the world, this is long before Jesus came, long before any of that. This is after Noah and the flood. These were sacrificial fertility rituals that were being taught to these individuals after the flood from the fallen angels that had returned after the flood. And they were basically telling them that they had to sacrifice children, or they had massive orgies, and these children would be basically born 9 months later, and they would be sacrificed to these entities. In many cases, these children were then cooked and eaten on top of everything else. And that's one of the reasons that God basically told ancient Israel that he'd had enough. He warned them and warned them and warned them not to do this. They continued to do it. And finally, they were scattered because God simply doesn't tolerate it. Remember, people don't get this. God is omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. He also has emotions. You know, we're created in his image. And when you hack him off and hack him off and hack him off all the time, you could be on the backside of where you don't want to be. That's why you got to work. You really need to walk circumspectly with God. And now in the New Testament, we're under grace through faith, through our relationship with Jesus Christ and a blood covenant that God gave us through Christ, which connects us directly into the throne room. So we no longer have to go to a priest or a pastor to go to Jesus, to the God Almighty. And see, these Kabbalists don't believe any of that. They believe the entire universe is run by this snake in a tree they call Ein Sof. And you see them praying and rocking back and forth because they believe you have to promote a sex act that simulates a sex act when they rock. And these guys basically have to pray to like a dozen or so, what they call archangels, in order to get their prayers heard by this snake god, who basically has thousands and millions of points of light throughout the universe. He's wrapped up inside of the tree of the universe. That's who runs the planet. That's the Chabad group. That was Jeffrey Epstein. That's Ghislaine Maxwell. They are a sex death cult. And Doug is really exposing that now up in Pennsylvania and working with Russ Dizdar. But the problem is, it's not just in Pennsylvania. It's everywhere. It's systemic through our population. The same group of Kabbalists have brought us the pornography. Netflix has turned into a giant porn site. I mean, they've got one of the shows on Netflix now is basically pornography. And it's one of their top 10 rated shows. And all of this stuff is being brought to us by the same group of Kabbalists that have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus. They hate white people. They hate Protestants. They hate God-fearing Catholics. They hate anybody who stands and believes in the great I Am, which, by the way, is not their God, remember? They believe in the snake god. They believe that God, our God, the great I Am, is the bad God. And they believe that the snake god who brought them, quote unquote, the knowledge of good and evil is the one that they have to worship because they want to resurrect that snake god, have their Messiah come out of the third temple, as it says in the book of Thessalonians, and declare himself God so they can rule and reign the planet. And the problem is Christian Zionism has gone along with us with the Scofield Bible and basically has brainwashed the masses to believe that this is the truth. It's 100 million or so Americans who are Christians who believe this stuff. And see, this is the problem. See, in the ancient days, thousands and thousands of years ago, we didn't have a patriarchy. It didn't exist. The patriarchy started with Abraham and Isaac and Moses and all the groups of male spiritual leaders that were given to the ancient Israelites. Before that, and even during that time, we had the priestess and the witches of Baal and Moloch and Asherah that were running the world. You know, look at some of these movies you go. If you watch that movie 300, remember when King Leonidas had to decide if he was going to attack, you know, the people that were invading them. He had to go talk to the witches. You know, the Oracle of Delphi were witches, and he had to go up and meet with the witches. And you see this recurring theme of these witches over and over and over and over again throughout the Bible and throughout the New Testament. And we have to understand this Satanism and all of the stuff they do is an inversion of God's natural order. Now, I'm not saying there can't be strong Christian women leadership. I'm not saying that, because there should be. You can have alpha females in the house. You can have alpha males in the house. But the question you have to ask yourself is this: where have all the alpha males gone? Why do we have very few men who are willing to take a stand and speak out against this mess and this sexual trafficking and all the weird stuff? And another thing, let me ask you this question. You know, we have 1,000 politicians or so and judiciary members and members of the highest levels of the government who supposedly have been compromised via Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, who both, by the way, were Mossad. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what were these guys thinking when they brought these young girls to them? I don't care how much makeup you put on a 10-year-old. They're a 10-year-old. You can tell they're a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old. You got to have some pretty low morals to basically have sexual intercourse with these young children. You're pretty sicko to start with, much less not thinking that you're going to be recorded or videotaped when you do this in somebody's mansion. Are you kidding me? Or on some private island because you're outside of the jurisdiction of the United States. So now you can be a pedophile and it's okay. You don't think they're going to record you? This is the problem that we have. Where have all the men gone? Why is it that we're bringing back this entire culture of witches again? Well, here's why. The witches want to rule the planet as they did thousands and thousands of years ago. Remember, we had the priestesses of Baal and Moloch and Asherah. We had the temple female witch prostitutes. I'm going to say something, you guys, that I've never, ever said on this show, and I've never said it on my show. There's a top TV evangelist, female. Okay, and I've had this happen to me twice, two different women, and both of these women I personally believe are masquerading as Christians. Both of them were really big names, and both of them have propositioned me, one of them personally, and one of them propositioned me and my wife for a threesome. Now, these people, if I gave you their names, you know who they are and what they're involved in. Now, I, of course, just bounded in the name of Jesus, walked away, disassociated myself with these people, these women. I personally believe they were witches. I believe they were Kabbalist witches masquerading as Christians, trying to see who they could seduce. Because remember, when these witches have sex with someone, or any person has sex with another female, male or female, and they have sexual intercourse, you create what's called a soul tie. And I really believe a lot of these witches do that intentionally to politicians in order to convince them so and so that they're not going to be attacked as far as what they believe or what they do, as long as they do what the witches want. You think, well, this is a weird show today. I thought you were going to talk about health stuff. We are. I'm going to talk about health. I'm going to talk about things that you can do to increase your memory, drugs that cause memory problems. But I want to cover this because this is a major problem. Years ago, it really came to my attention after I was attacked by a witch. I'm not joking you, not making it up. I ended up basically going to court and trying to get a restraining order on a witch that had attacked me. Physically attacked me. And, you know, when I realized that this was real, it really kind of shocked me because I'm like you are, Doug. When you say, I could tell you stuff that I've seen that you don't want to know. I could tell you stuff that I've personally witnessed that you don't want to know. Now we know that Russ Dizdar has been protected by body armor. So here's the thing. This whole satanic group that is infiltrated via the Kabbalah. Remember, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, is a primer for witchcraft. And almost invariably, every single household that is controlled by Kabbalah, controlled by the Zohar, is controlled by a female witch. Just thought I'd mention that. You see the red string on their wrist. Pretty much every one of their husbands are passive. Look at Hillary Clinton. Who do you think controls Bill Clinton? Do you think Bill Clinton tells Hillary what to do? Remember what Larry Nichols said, that every 6 weeks or so, Hillary Clinton would go back to her witches' coven in L.A. and have a meeting with the other witches, that she was basically ran the witches' coven. Do we believe this is real? Absolutely. Remember when the Podesta emails, when they were doing soul cooking, and this happened right before the election in 2016, and Doug and I exposed it on my show, your show, Dave's show, all these different shows talked about it and talked about what was going on with these witches in these coven. Look that Abramovich, she's another witch, another Kabbalist witch, and they were doing soul cooking and all kinds of crazy stuff and cooking people like they were cakes and cooking them and eating them. And of course, we really believe that, you know, they're eating children just like they used to in the old days. So this is real, guys. So when Doug talks to you about this, and he looks absolutely whipped today after having dealing with this stuff as far as the emotional onslaught of it, like you say, when you stare into the abyss, sometimes the abyss looks back at you. And this is something that Doug is doing. So I need you to support the Hagman and Hagman show.
Thank you.
You know, I do. I need you guys to go right now and basically donate $5, $10, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever you can do to support the effort of Doug Hagman. He's the real deal. And I thank you for supporting Health Masters because we're the real deal. Let me ask you, and then Doug, I'll ask you this question. You know, Doug lets me come on like this and talk about this. And we talk about everything on this show with Doug. Who else does that? who else goes where we go on this show right now with witches and with Zionism and with the Kabbalah and with the Zohar and the compromised Christian church here in America and what we've allowed ourselves to have happen? We have, in the last 70, 80 years, because of the Frankfurt School, which was brought to us again by the Kabbalists, you know, out of the Soviet Union, we have completely and totally degraded our university system and brought cultural Marxism into the United States, which has basically destroyed the very fabric of the family in this country. I remember years ago, Doug, back in the 60s, and I was born in 55. I'm 65 years old now. And I'll never forget, I was raised to respect women.
Yes.
Back then, I cussed a lot. I did. I cussed a lot because, you know, we owned a bar. I was raised in the bar. I had gone to church, in the Lutheran church, until I was like in eighth grade. And I got confirmed, and my mom felt no need to take me to church anymore. And so I got involved with the people in the bar, and I got some pretty bad language going on. But I was taught that you never cuss around the lady. You never cuss around the women, a woman. That you stand up when a woman comes into the room. That you open the door for a woman. That you treat them like ladies. I was taught that as basically being secular. I was still taught that. And you know, later when I was 23 years old, I committed my heart and my life to Christ. I've been a Christian now for over 40 years. And my heart beats for the great I am. And the only thing I care about is my relationship with God, because I sit here and I serve God Almighty, the great I am, and Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I said that at a doggone meeting the other day with the county, with the school board, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Said it to a bunch of secular humanist communists on the school board. I don't care. Because my life centers and my heart beats for the great I am.
By the way, catch that on Hagman Report. It's still there. Epic mic drop moment for Ted Brewer. Austin did well, but I got to tell you, when you started going off, I just sat back and said, "Here we go." Here we go. It's going to get ugly.
And it did. If they'd give me 10 minutes, I'd have had them all basically on their knees repenting and asking God for forgiveness. But the reality is they only give us 3 minutes. They turned our microphone off. I gave them a lot in 3 minutes.
I curled up in a corner. Ted, go ahead. Sorry.
but that's the thing we've got to understand, guys, is we can't allow these witches. Remember when all the witches got together to pray against Donald Trump? Remember that? They all got together. It made the Drudge Report. Of course, Drudge is probably another weirdo. Well, he is a weirdo, actually. But, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, all of this stuff is happening all around us, including the sex trafficking that Doug's talking about, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. It hasn't stopped. You think because Ghislaine Maxwell is in jail and Jeffrey Epstein has fled to a non-extradition country, and yes, I did say that. I don't believe for one second he's dead. Why would we believe anything the media said? Oh, they just happened to turned the cameras off in his cell where they swapped him out and put a body double in there. So I think cameras get turned off. What a bunch of nonsense. The whole thing is stupid how they continue to control everything and we're not supposed to notice. So now they're dusting Donald Trump back off. The same Donald Trump that brought us Operation Warp Speed. The same Donald Trump that promoted red flag gun laws through his Kabbalist daughter through all 50 states.
Ted, before you get into that, I just want to say this. Breaking news. A judge approved the unsealing of documents linking Ghislaine Maxwell to the Clintons, and the information that's going to be coming out about the Clintons and Epstein is going to be epic as well. Go ahead, sir. Continue on. Okay, I'm just saying.
Hillary Clinton is dipped in so much Teflon along with that perverted husband of hers that nothing's going to happen to them. They've got a 100-person body count following them everywhere they go. Remember Donald Trump, lock her up. Then 3 days later after he was elected, he goes, "The Clintons are good people. They're friends of mine." I mean, and then he started telling the people at the rallies not to say lock her up anymore. Donald Trump's daughter is a Kabbalist. She wears the red string around her wrist. Let's be real here. They both attend Shabbat Synagogue, which practices from the Zohar and practices Kabbalah. Just thought I'd mention that in case anybody's wondering how I feel about that. As far as I'm concerned, Ivanka Trump is a witch, in which most of them are. I had a friend of mine who was married to this girl who was a Kabbalist, and she dominated the household, as they all do. The witches dominate. They want to control everything and everyone about them through their ritual ceremonies. And that's exactly what Ghislaine Maxwell was involved in with Jeffrey Epstein. And never forget that Donald Trump's first wife was involved with the Ghislaine Maxwell. That came out and was quickly hushed up in the collection of these young girls for Jeffrey Epstein. Just thought I'd mention that too. And Donald Trump's daughter went to every member of Congress and pushed red flag gun laws, as Trump did in Florida after the Parkland shooting with that false flag mess we had down here in Florida. All of this stuff is basically being pushed upon the Christians to pacify them. And now they're bringing Trump back off. They're dusting him back off and putting him back up in rallies, saying everybody needs to rally behind Donald Trump again. They forget that he brought us Operation Warp Speed. He told us we couldn't go to church for Easter. He locked the country down. He pushed the vaccines. He gave Fauci, and I have no idea why Fauci has so much power. Oh, that's right. He's put in place by the cabalists that run the United States. And if you think Joe Biden has any leadership ability or makes any decisions in the White House, you're smoking crack in the backyard somewhere. You're not thinking through this. That boy's senile. Somebody else is running the United States. That would be the international banking cartels with the bloodline families, along with the other cabalists and State Street and Vanguard and BlackRock, who own pretty much 95% of everything on the planet. They run the world, guys, and we can pretend like they don't, but they do. And this is the group that are the cabalists at the highest levels, who all they want to do is do their father's bidding, which is to come rob, steal, kill and destroy. That's all they care about. That's all they've ever cared about. Jesus called them out in the book of John, the same cabalists, because he knew that these ancient Canaanite religions were still prevalent in Israel, even in his day, and that these guys were practicing these rituals at night. That's why he said they were the children of the devil. That's why he said that. But nobody wants to talk about that either. Let's pretend like the Bible doesn't say that in the book of John. Let's pretend like Jesus didn't say that. This ancient satanic Canaanite religion, Moloch Asherah religion, has been around since the flood, with the ancient fertility rituals that were being done 6,000-8,000 years ago, whenever that was, as far as actual biblical history. I can't give you the exact numbers on it right now because it's just all estimated anyhow. But the reality is it was long before Christ. And when God looked down at the timeline and saw that every thought was evil all the time of all of these people on this planet, he basically flooded the planet, pulled the international continental plates apart, flooded the planet, and basically pulled the pyramids out of their, how should I say, magnetic ley lines. They stopped working. They could no longer produce an energy field to control the masses around the planet. Just thought I'd mention that one to you, because remember, when you move water at 200 meters per second, it changes its physical structure and starts to glow blue. It starts putting out an electromagnetic field underneath these pyramids, which are giant energy transmitters, in my humble opinion, which connected into this hive mind around the planet to create an energy field that made everybody's thought evil all the time. Now we have Kabbalist Klaus Schwab. By 2030, you'll owe nothing, nothing, I say, and you will like it. And you will be managed with machines, and you will be a technocratic robot is what you will be. You will love it. That's what that Kabbalah says. The problem is he's running the World Monetary Fund and the World Monetary Forum and all the things that are going on to bring us into a new world order. How about no? How about Mr. Klaus Schwab, Nazi wannabe? The answer is no. We don't want to go there. Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow. How about you go pound salt? How about we serve the great I am? We serve Jesus. That's who we serve. And once you understand that, and you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, and when you pray, you create scalar energy that changes the fabric of space-time, you will understand why they told us not to go to church anymore, why they told us we couldn't have Easter service, why we couldn't have Christmas service, why we continually have more and more lockdowns. Now we have the infamous, we have the Delta variant. Now we have a Delta variant. More vaccines. More nanotech, more stinking nanotech injected into your body. That's what that is. It never, ever ends. And as long as we allow these cabalists to run the United States, to run our banking systems, which are the Rothschild banking cartels that are cabalists. Remember, they were brought into the Sabbatane Zvi movement by Jacob Frank 100 years after Sabbatane Zvi died, who basically said that we have to turn the world upside down to resurrect the serpent god, their Ein Sof god from the Kabbalah. Jacob Frank brought in the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds put in the banking systems throughout Europe, and the Rothschilds have dominated the entire planet now for over 100 years with the formation of our Federal Reserve Bank in 1913, when Woodrow Wilson, that syphilis-infected weirdo, was basically blackmailed by Samuel Untermeyer to put in the Federal Reserve System. That's what we have going on right now, but nobody wants to talk about that either. Oh, by the way, Samuel Untermeyer was the same boy who took Scofield and introduced him to all of the high elite circles in New York City and took him to the Oxford Press and had him print his Bible up called the Scofield Reference Bible and distribute it to freely to all of the major universities and seminaries around the world to promote this end time theocracy philosophy that we have, calling on, how should I say, the rebuilding of the third temple and bringing it out of the Antichrist. Well, my response is this. How about we don't rebuild the third temple? How about that? How about we don't bring in the Antichrist? How about that? How about we don't allow Satan to rule the planet? How about we as Christians stand against that instead of embracing it? How about that? Just thought I'd mention that. But guys, if we don't change what's going on right now, if we don't pray in aggregate as Christians and realize that there's power in the name of Jesus and there's power in prayer, and we don't get extricate ourselves from these doggone Kabbalist witches and these Kabbalic warlocks and all these weird people. Donald Trump's being dusted off to galvanize the right again behind him to tell them to shut up, let it happen around you and embrace it. Because for 4 years, we did that, didn't we? We thought Donald Trump's our savior. We forgot about Jesus. A lot of Christians did. I mean, we had that big Q movement start up. There's 176,000 sealed indictments. And Doug and I called it out 3 years ago. It was totally bogus on this show. And it was. Nobody got indicted. Hillary's not going to get indicted. It doesn't matter what comes out from Ghislaine Maxwell and what Hillary and Bill were indicted on. It doesn't make one bit of difference. They're not going to jail. They'll do a Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, big Masonic leader, Bill Cosby. 3 years in jail, raped dozens, if not hundreds, of women with drugs. He's not in jail anymore. He's out. Him and his $500 million in net worth. Now he's back in his mansion.
And if I could say this, Ted, just briefly. And by the way, Ted is Exhibit A for attention factor, testosterone, and, of course, all of his energy products at healthmasters.com. But if I can say this, and I know how many people know this, Ted Brewer shared the stage several times with Bill Cosby and knows the real Bill Cosby.
I know him.
And
I know him.
Yeah. So just saying. Okay, go ahead.
He was a nightmare. He's a hardcore racist. I know the guy. I spent hours with him behind the platform. I mean, I thought I was a fan of Bill Cosby. I remember he was so mean to a girl. They missed it. They picked him up on the platform in Philadelphia. They wanted to send a limo to his home. He spoke with me in Philadelphia. There were like 20,000 people in attendance that day. We had me and Bush and Cosby and a bunch of other people on the platform. I can send you guys a tear sheet if you want. We can have Sharon post it on our Instagram account. And that's ST Brower on Instagram. You guys need to sign up for that. And we had this huge group. Well, Cosby, at the last minute, didn't want a, quote, limo coming into his neighborhood and picking him up. I guess he didn't want people to think that he was having to work like a peasant for only $250,000 a day. I think they were paying him $250,000. It's either he had $100,000 for a 30-minute speech or $250,000. I don't remember. So they picked him up. They were going to pick him up. He canceled it. He told them that he wanted to take the train in. So he takes the train. At the last minute, he changes the schedule. Well, they went to the wrong track to pick him up. So you can imagine what happened when Bill Cosby walks off the train in Philadelphia. He got mobbed. He got mobbed by all of his fans. Well, he was so mad that he got mobbed that the girl, her name was Lori. Lori was in the limo with him, and she was 7 months pregnant. And he started cursing her and cursing her baby and said to her, "You can get the blankety, 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 blank out of this limo if you don't want your blankety, 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 blankety child to hear what I've got to say." The unborn infant. Oh, yeah, that's Bill Cosby. It was so bad that nobody could control him. He was so angry all day. And finally, the head guy at the seminar said, "Do you think you could talk to Bill Cosby and calm him down?" So I ended up babysitting this clown for 2 hours. It was ridiculous. A total hardcore racist. And he raped all those women, and he got off on a technicality because they said, if you admit to doing all of this stuff, we're not going to prosecute you for all of these rapes. And they used it as a technicality to get him out of jail. They didn't say he wasn't guilty. They got him off on a technicality. That's Bill Cosby.
And that's season one, episode one. Yeah. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No. And what he does, basically, he runs around now, all the Kabbalists, Masonic, by the way, it's all tied together with the Kabbalah and the high levels of Masonic, the Masons, and all of this stuff going on. Keeps talking about this, showing the inverted triangles, asking for mercy, blah, 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 blah. So they let him out after 3 years, back to his mansion. And it's $500 million in net worth. Guys, this is the way it is. And if you think Hillary's going to go to jail, God almighty, Lord, please have mercy on these people that believe that she's not going to jail. She has so much dirt on everybody in Hollywood and everybody in Washington. She's got files set up. Some people are saying that that building in Miami that came down may have had some files in it. I don't know. Some people are saying that. I can't prove that. I know that there's a whole bunch of people from the Middle East that have shown up over there to start doing research and rescue and research. What are they doing there? What are they looking for? I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I can't vet any of this stuff because the building's down. Everybody's dead. And how they always work, the building goes down and everybody dies. Nobody can talk about what happened, but we're going to change subjects.
Or what happened in Nashville, too. I just want to remind people, Christmas Day in Nashville, downtown, Petula Clark. Enough said. Go ahead.
Doug, let me here's the problem. The biggest reason we don't remember anything is because we're drugged. The biggest reason they can recycle stories over and over and over again and nobody remembers that this was used before is because we got 50, 60, 70 million people on statin drugs, which destroy the memory. We got people on tricyclic antidepressants that destroy the memory. We've got people basically they're taking serotonin reuptake inhibitors that destroy the memory. We have probably 200 million people drinking fluoride on a regular basis in the United States, which destroys the memory and makes you servile and infertile. Just thought I'd mention that. And all of this stuff going on all of the time. Let's not mention the 60 million people, thanks to Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, which has been fined for this now, that are addicted to opiates. Let's forget about those, or the 60 or 70,000 people who die every year from opiate addiction and basically, how should I say, overdosing. And by the way, that one speaks very clearly to me, very at home for me, because my wife, Sharon, her brother, Todd, died about 6-7 years ago with a heroin overdose on Colonial Highway in a friend's bathroom, which is known as Heroin Highway, in Orlando. The craziest part about that is when we went over to the investigator at the death scene and they had already removed the body, the first thing he said to us is, who enabled this child to do this? He'd be basically 36-year-old. He's well-fed, well-dressed. Who paid for this lifestyle? He's covered in needle tracks. Why would he do this? And then he goes, we told him that basically who was involved with him, who gave him the money to do that. And then finally he said to me, he goes, you know what? He goes, people don't realize the Afghan heroin coming into the United States is not cut. It's unbelievably pure. And there's so much of it that we basically have all of these people dying all of the time because they're injecting it thinking it's been cut and it hasn't been cut because there's such an abundance of it and it's so cheap. Remember the $1.5 trillion of Afghan heroin? Oh, just thought I'd mention this to you. Just a little thump here on the side of the head so you remember. You know, there were 500 square miles of heroin poppy production under Obama in Afghanistan. When Donald Trump took office, there was 1,000 square miles of poppy heroin production coming out of Afghanistan, the number one heroin supplier of the world. And if you really think that our troops have left Afghanistan, we have private contractors still there. And they will stay there. They will not leave because they are guarding the heroin fields and the production facilities that are transported on C-130 transport planes all over the world to supply the mafia, OSA groups, the Costa Nostra groups, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia with this $1.5 trillion in heroin, which are distributed to their distribution networks and chains and street pushers all over the world. Don't think it happens? Read the book, Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. And these are different mafia groups all over the world. Guys.
If I can just add one thing, Ted, and I don't mean to take you off your stride, but one thing I found in the last couple of years, and I was able to do this through calling in some favors, but if you give me a small bag of heroin, and I could tell you exactly where it came from, which cartel in Mexico, by way of South or Central America, where it came from, because it gets cut down there. And the United States actually is supporting one or two of the cartels. So what they do is they add nanoparticles into the cutting agent, which normally is fentanyl. And that identifies which cartel is actually shipping the heroin across the border. That way, if heroin gets into, let's say, Boise, Idaho, that doesn't have that specific nanoparticle in that batch of heroin, they know that they've got a problem, that someone else is cutting in on the government's territory. So I just want to give you that information.
Doug, you know that movie Sicario, you know, he's sitting there and he's arguing with that FBI agent, and she's sitting in that ditch, and they just gotten out of that tunnel going into Mexico. And he goes, "You don't understand. You know, we've got all these people using heroin and drugs in the United States, and until we can figure out how to get them to stop using it, we're going to control it and we're going to profit from it." And that's what they've done. The CIA is directly involved with the distribution of drugs throughout the world. And you're right, it's controlled. There's a reason it's called organized crime. It's organized. I mean, they know which territories are which, and which territories they can go into, and which territories they can't. That's when they get kids started on heroin. Todd, Sharon's brother, they got him pushed on drugs when he was 14 years old. He had a thing that he went to Duke University, a school up there. Everybody knows where Duke is. He went to Duke for the weekend. And I found out later from one of his, you know, friends that that's where he started on the drugs. That didn't have to be Duke. It could have been Florida State. It could have been the University of Florida. It could be University of Indiana. It could be any major university anywhere in the country. It's prevalent everywhere. And that's what we have to understand. And it's the drugs that subdue the people. Because remember, you got 60 million people addicted to opiates. You got another 60 million on statin drugs. You got another 100 million on tricyclic antidepressants or serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And you got almost everybody, like I said earlier, on fluoride. You dumb down the population. They forget what's going on. And they don't remember stuff. And they just want to sit back and chill out and relax and not have anybody say anything negative to them because they're waiting to get raptured. Oh, did I go there right now? Yeah, I just went there, didn't I? And so we can sit up in the heavenly grandstands and we can applaud and we can watch all hell break loose on earth as Satan has his way and kills the population of this planet because we got raptured. Well, I got a question I got to ask you right now, my friends. If you believe that, how do you know it's a pre-trib rapture? How do you know it's not a mid-trib rapture? How do you know it's not a post-trib rapture? My Bible tells me if these end times were cut short, not even the elect would survive. How do you know that the rapture was even promoted before 1850? Because it wasn't. Yeah, all of this stuff was through Darby and then through the Scofield Bible by Samuel Untermeyer, who brought us to the Federal Reserve Bank through Wilson, the syphilis-infected president that I just mentioned earlier. This is the problem that we have. Nobody wants to go back and look at history and see what happens. Well, let's talk about drugs, though, because I'm going to run out of time. I'm not going to cover any of this stuff today.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too, buddy. But here's the thing. Incontinence drugs for people who can't basically control their bladder, they cause massive memory problems. Now, there's all kinds of things you can do. Vitamin C, pineapple, guava, papaya, pumpkin squash. There's all kinds of supplements you can take to increase the strength of your urinary tract and allow you to control incontinence. So remember that. These products for incontinence cause memory lapses. You see it all the time in nursing homes. These people get these drugs for incontinence. They don't remember who their families are. They don't remember who their kids are. Number two, muscle relaxants. Guys, magnesium acts as a natural calcium blocker, help regulate muscle contractions, help muscles relax. If you're deficient in magnesium, you're going to have cramps, you're going to have spasms. So before you start taking muscle relaxants, why don't you try magnesium? We've got a product called Magnesium Brain Food. I take it every day. I take 6 scoops of this a day. And what it does, it helps go into, it goes, it's one of the, it's thionate, calcium, it's magnesium thionate. It actually goes into the blood cells in the brain cells, and allows the aluminum to be chelated back out of the doggone cells. I mean, it's an amazing product. I was having problems with brain fog. I'm 65 years old. We started developing this product. We put it together. We started using it. I started using it, and the brain fog went away. Now, you think, well, wow, that's pretty neat. You say, well, does it always work? Yeah, pretty much. I take it every single day. And what it also does, it helps to prevent calcium buildup in the arteria and the arteries, because magnesium really, really works good for that. So try the magnesium brain food. And one thing Austin told me to tell you, potassium iodide has been out of stock. It's been a big shortage of that nationwide because we started promoting it on the Ted and Austin Brower show, and a lot of other people started promoting it for the immune system. And the thyroid, which works as part of the immune system, we've got it back in stock again. And remember, the coupon code for this week is Doug5. Austin fusses at me when I come on your show, Doug. He goes, "You didn't mention the coupon code. You didn't mention the product." And I'm like, no, I started talking about all kinds of weird stuff. And I forget that we have supplements that we sell to support Health Masters, that supports the Doug Hagman show. So guys, please continue to support us. Muscle relaxants. Number three, you got to try to stay away from, and you got to avoid them. You got to avoid narcotic painkillers. We just talked about this earlier. There's all kinds of natural things you can do for pain that basically help mitigate pain. We have a product that's called joint rebuilding formula. It works great. And that doesn't work every single time. Absolutely not. I'm not making any claims with it. What I tell people is try it for a week. Take 15 of these capsules a day. If you're having joint issues, it's either going to work with 1 week or it's not going to work. You're going to feel better in 1 week or you're not going to feel better. But I'd try that before I went on some type of painkiller. That is going to be unbelievably, you know, basically addictive. Number four, anti-seizure medications. Wow. You know, you try reducing common seizure triggers, you know, like caffeine. Coffee is a big one for that, including physical and emotional stress, fatigue, too much coffee. Try a ketogenic diet. It really helps to stabilize the blood sugar, helps to manage seizures. Parkinson medication. Yeah. You got to basically watch out for some of this stuff. And I understand with Parkinson's disease, you've got a lot of problems with it associated with, you know, everything in your body and your life. But try your best to get on the powdered multiple. Try to get on cod liver oil. Try to get on omega-3 fast. Try to get on the magnesium brain food. Do everything you possibly can to stay off of these drugs. Try cyclic antidepressants. You know, it's interesting. Cod liver oil and magnesium and B vitamins have been shown to massively reduce the problems associated with mild to moderate forms of depression almost immediately, within a week, if you start taking supplements. I see it all the time. 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, amazing product. And every once in a while, I get down a little bit. Every once in a while, I feel a little bit, you know, a little bit yucky. And what I'll do is I'll go in the kitchen and I'll get out the 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. I'll walk over to the cod liver oil bottle and I'll chug some cod liver oil. I'll go take 4 or 5 B complex. You know, I'll do all these things. And then what happens is, within a couple hours, I feel pretty good again. Same thing with Sharon. She does the same thing. But guys, if you maintain nutrient density at a high enough level, when you have the opportunity to do that before you get depressed, in most cases, mild to moderate forms of depression won't happen. Let me give you an example. One of the things that women have that happen to them after they have a baby is called postpartum depression. Now, why does that happen? They get really depressed, sometimes suicidally depressed after they have children or after they've had a child. Here's why. The last trimester of a pregnancy, the woman has to have a lot of omega-3 to for proper brain development of the infant. Really, really important that you understand that. And if the omega-3 is not in the diet, the body will pull the omega-3 out of the brain of the woman. And when the omega-3 oils come out of the brain of the woman, who's the mother, they will cause her to have problems with depression, particularly postpartum depression. If you increase your omega-3 content when you're pregnant your last trimester, invariably that never happens. Remember, that happened to Marie Osmond. She had really bad postpartum depression. They put her on psychiatric drugs. And I remember Tom Cruise said something about it, which I'm not really promoting Tom Cruise because he's got his own set of problems, but he is a good actor. He's a good action hero too. But he basically said that, you know, that wasn't the cure for postpartum depression. Guys, it's not. Try cyclic antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They have side effects. One of the side effects is they make you want to commit suicide. It's a black box warning right there on the label for some people who take them. So you got to be really careful with this kind of stuff. Now, next one, antipsychotic drugs. Wow. Again, this is all things for schizophrenia, all kinds of other problems. Go to our website. We have what's called a healthy brain protocol. And I'm not saying that's going to correct these, but omega-3 fats, L-lysine, a lot of different natural ingredients have been shown to work okay and help with these, but be very careful. Allergy medications are the next ones. You know, if you have natural options, you can consume raw local honey before allergy season. Turmeric is so important. Neti pots are so important to help clear out the sinuses, help with the allergies. There's all kinds of essential oils for allergies. And so you need to avoid being around if you've got a real bad problem with oak tree pollen. Stay away from oak trees. If it's oak season, try to stay inside. But the best thing I've ever seen with all of the other things that we've talked about are that is turmeric. You know, I used to have a really bad tomato allergy. Still do. I didn't know I had it. And because I had not been blood tested for tomato allergies, I didn't know what was going on. But my skin would itch really, really bad whenever I got exposed to tomatoes or ate tomatoes. I learned that if I took turmeric several times a day, 4 or 5 capsules, 3 times a day, that it didn't make any difference. I wouldn't have any allergies. Finally, I went and got blood tested, which that's a good thing for you to do too. If you got allergies, find out what you shouldn't eat. And then I was very allergic to tomatoes. I stopped eating tomatoes and my skin itching went away like almost immediately. But the turmeric was the only thing that helped at all with the skin itching. Well, does that mean you should be able to eat tomatoes and take turmeric? Well, why would you want to do that? I don't want to do that. But I still take turmeric every single night. The Journal of the Indian Diabetic Association years ago came out and said if a person was a pre-diabetic adult onset diabetes, and if they took turmeric every single day, that they basically had a 0% chance of coming down with diabetes. Yeah, they said that, not me. I'm not making that claim. But the reality is that turmeric is that important. You really need to take it every day. Motion sickness medications, same thing. Ginger may help motion sickness. Magnesium helps prevent motion sickness. Anxiety and insomnia drugs. Guys, sleeping pills, oh my gosh. We have a protocol. It's called Sleep Like a Baby Protocol. It's phenomenal. And what it is, it's magnesium brain food with our total rest combined with melatonin before you go to bed. Now, the other thing you can do too, and this is important, if right before you go to bed, you haven't eaten anything for a while and you're not trying to lose weight, go eat a boiled egg, an egg, just an egg, or two boiled eggs, because they're really good at stabilizing blood sugar. Because if you get really hungry in the middle of the night, that's what break fast is all about. For breakfast, you break your fast. Your cortisol levels will go up when you get hungry. Cortisol is an agitation hormone that allows you to wake up in the morning. And so what it allows you to do basically is to wake up in the middle of the night. Also, if you've been under a lot of stress, or you've drunk a lot of coffee, or you're hungry. So try to eat something that's going to stabilize your blood sugar and maintain low cortisol levels. We also have Cortisol Buster. It works really well. You know, Austin, yesterday we were doing the show. Day before, you know, he was talking about how on Wednesday he had his anniversary, his 8-year anniversary, and he actually had a cup of coffee, which he very rarely ever drinks coffee anymore. And he got all geeked up on the coffee on Wednesday. He went to bed on Wednesday night, couldn't sleep because his cortisol was high. When you drink coffee, it elevates cortisol. That's why I love Purple Sticks, because they don't elevate cortisol. Now, we're almost out of Purple Sticks. They're going to have some more of those, hopefully made for us by next week, but we'll find out. But the reality is, it's a green tea extract. If you don't want to get the cortisol, the Purple Sticks, use green tea. It'll give you a little caffeine kick in the butt in the morning, get you up. And by the way, I have had Purple Sticks today. I hoarded a case. I have to admit it, Doug. I stand convicted. I saw we were running low on these things, and I grabbed a case. And I said, I'm going to take these home in case I have to have a Purple Stick, because I like taking them in the morning because they don't elevate my cortisol. When you're over the age of 40 and you drink a cup of coffee, it takes over 36 hours for your cortisol to come back to normal. The older you get, the longer it takes. Children, they can drink a cup of coffee if they wanted to, give them a cup of coffee, they'll have their cortisol back to normal within 4 to 6 hours. It won't affect your sleep patterns. That's because in a developing brain, stimulants have the exact opposite effect as they do with adults. But cortisol is a stress hormone that you get when you get stressed out. I mean, just listening to, you know, crazy news all the time, get your cortisol up. You know, having to deal with child sex trafficking, get your cortisol up. So use the Cortisol Buster, use the cod liver oil, use the 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, use the B complex, use the powdered multiple, and maintain healthy levels of these brain foods, especially the magnesium brain food, in your brain at all times. And what it will do, it will allow you to function normally. I mean, I'm 65 years old and I feel great pretty much 95% of the time. I really do. I feel great all of the time, most of the time, unless I do something like drink coffee. I haven't had any coffee today, in case you guys are going to ask that. I haven't done that. But if I drink coffee the first day, I feel pretty good. I drink it the second day, I feel okay. By the third day, my cortisol is so high, I feel awful, to be honest with you. And I feel horrible for 2 or 3 days after that as my body's cortisol levels come back to normal. That's why I avoid coffee bean drinks, coffee bean extracts, and coffee. Now, I can get away with drinking like a little shot, like 1 ounce of coffee every once in a while. It doesn't do that to me. But I drink a cup, I feel it the next night, and I feel it that night when I try to go to sleep. So avoid coffee as much as you can. In fact, I've got a list, and guys, I've done it before on Doug's show, on the top 10 foods never to eat. And coffee basically is number 9 on the top 10 list of foods never to put into your body. If you're going to do it in moderation, but it will elevate heart blood pressure. It really will. And just 5 cups of coffee a day in a man will increase his risks of heart disease by up to 50%, according to the British Medical Journal Lancet. So avoid coffee as much as you possibly can and use green tea instead. Doug, you got any questions? Because I wanted to cover these top 10 things today and just let everybody know it's Doug5 is the coupon code. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting Doug Hagman. Thank you for supporting Russ Dizdar. You guys are absolutely amazing that you continue to support us on a regular basis and that I consider you guys friends. Now, by the way, if you listen to this show or you listen to my show or listen to our show, I pray for our listeners every single day. Every day I pray. I pray that God continues to bless you, that he keeps you, that he allows his face to shine upon you and he's gracious unto you, that he grants you grace, mercy, peace, love, prosperity, and companionship, and that you walk in the ways of the Lord every day of your life. I pray that for you every single day. because this to me is not a game. This is real. Christianity is real. Prayer is real. My relationship with God Almighty, the great I am, is real. My relationship with Jesus Christ, his son, is real. And if you have that and you realize that you need to let God be God and not try to control things on your own, pray for God's perfect will in your life. Pray for God to expose these things. And Christians, listen to me. Don't pray imprecatory prayers. Don't pray prayers to curse people. Don't pray prayers to curse Hillary Clinton. That's not of God. We were taught different than that in the New Testament. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't do that. We need to pray that God exposes them. We need to pray that they repent and turn to the truth, that God exposes them, and that we can walk in love in everything that we do. That's what Christians are supposed to do. Praying imprecatory prayers, it's not okay for New Testament Christians. It's not. We need to walk in love. Does that mean we can't expose them? No. Does that mean we can't call them out? No. We got to call them out. We've got to expose them, but we got to let God do it. When you start praying curses on people, imprecatory prayers, I hate to tell you this, you're practicing a form of witchcraft, and you don't need to be doing that ever, 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 ever. And if you don't believe me, ask Rush Dizdar. He'll tell you that, because you can't be praying curses on people. It's not okay. But I want to mention that to you guys too today. It's really important that we walk in love, expose the truth, expose the people that are doing it, but continue to realize that Jesus is the answer and that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to let God be God. He'll take care of this. Remember, he's omnipresent. He wasn't caught by mistake. He's not upset about what's going on. He saw it. He foretold it. He warned everybody what was going to happen thousands of years ago with the mark of the beast. He said, oh, by the way, John, write this down. You're on the Isle of Patmos right now. In about 2,000 years, they're going to bring out the mark of the beast, and they're going to basically tell you that if you get the stamp on your hand or your forehead, or you can't buy or sell, but you can't be saved if you do it. But let everybody know it's going to happen to them in 2,000 years. That's why the Bible says, had the God of this age known what he was doing and the rulers of this age known what they were doing, they never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Because when God let Jesus go to the cross, let himself go to the cross, because he's the exact representation of Christ, when he did that as the triune Godhead, he forever changed everything because he's an omnipresent God. And guys, always remember that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now you're saying, all you're doing is talking about Jesus. Yep, I am. All I talk about is Jesus all the time. Now, if you're a Christian, that's all you need to be talking about, because without Christ, we have no hope. You look at these kids, you look at their parents, look at these child trafficking networks. There ain't nothing about Jesus in any of this stuff. Jesus came here to redeem us and to deliver us from the evil one, according to the Lord's Prayer. And we need to understand that. And when you're in covenant with God, the Most High God, through a blood covenant with Jesus, at that point in time, you're protected. And though Satan runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour, he's not allowed to touch you, because you're sealed by a blood covenant with the Most High God through the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Doug, what do you think, my friend?
Amen, brother. And I've got to tell you this. We only have about 2 minutes left. I can't believe how quickly an hour goes. I just want to say this, folks. You know, we're in the fight of our lives. But God has this. God's got this.
Amen.
You know, however, in the meantime, we need to take care of ourselves and to do so. Obviously, you know, you could buy body armor, you could buy all bullets, beans, whatever. I mean, you could buy that stuff. But the most important thing, in my view, is we need to take care of ourselves. And that's where Health Masters comes in. Folks, don't just gloss over this program for the information and not buy the nutritional supplements that will keep you during these rough times. I cannot speak. I mean, you know, when you're, Ted, I got to tell you, when you're running on your last fume, the ultimate multiple is important. The B's, the C's, and you've done it. You've created a great product. Doug 5 at healthmasters.com. That's D-O-U-G, the number 5. That's Doug 5, healthmasters.com. Ted, again, I want to thank you. And this program is going to be playing. This hour is going to be playing back to back as we continue our boots on the ground efforts in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York here in the coming days, in the coming weekend, and the coming days. I want to wish you a very happy Independence Day, Mr. Brower, and you and your family. You guys are tremendous people. We love
Doug,
you.
I appreciate it, my friend. We love you guys. We love your listeners. Thanks again for having me on. It's always my pleasure and my privilege to pray for you and to be on your show. Thank you. And guys, please support Doug. And thanks for listening today.
God bless you. And folks, the link on the HagmanReport.com goes to Tuesday's show, I believe it was. You've got to listen to that as well. Ted Brewer, my goodness, what an incredible episode, segment of Ted Brewer last Tuesday. Again, link on HagmanReport.com. Folks, I want to just say thank you. I hope everyone has a great Independence Day weekend, holiday weekend. Again, folks, Patreon, not this Sunday, next Sunday. Monday, off Monday, working in the field, off on the show Monday, regular programming off. And Patreon, don't forget Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, go to her website as well. It's on our website, the live event, the webinar on July 10th. And with that, may God bless each and every one of you. Have a great weekend.